Hello and welcome to another episode of the Therapy is a Christian podcast. Hi. Hey, y'all. So we are in part four. Gosh, I can't believe that this like series flew by the way it did. Like, we're almost halfway through December. So sis, we are on part four of this amazing series. Therapy is a Christian, the live series is what I'm going to call it. And we are getting into the interview now with Janae McClain. You are going to thoroughly enjoy this interview. Janae has such a testimony. She is such a powerful woman in general. She is now a mom. At the time we did this interview, she wasn't a mom. She's now a mom. And she has such an amazing story. And so I just want you to listen to this podcast. She talked about her experience in going to counseling. And I just think that you're going to genuinely enjoy this. She's such a just amazing, soft-spoken, but very powerful woman of God. And I think you're just going to enjoy this interview. So definitely stay tuned and enjoy part four of the Therapy is a Christian live series. We'll be in the final part for part five next week. Have a good one. And I love you all. And I'll talk to you soon. The Therapy is a Christian podcast is all things mental health and Christ. We specifically talk about how mental health and God are merged together to foster growth, healing, and making mental health a normal conversation. I'm your host, Roz and Renee, and welcome to the show. Are watching the replay. I am super excited that you decided to click on this video. Hello, hello, hello. My name is Roslyn Postlewaite. I am super excited about this interview. As people are coming in and trickling in, I'm going to give a brief, probably introduction on what I'm doing, what Therapy as a Christian is, why I extended this series, and so on and so forth. So this is the second interview of this June series. I am interviewing today Janae McClain, and we will be talking about her amazing testimony and just so many different other things this evening. And so I am extending this series again. If you have not seen the first interview that I did with D'Avila Bennett, you can watch the replay of that after this live. And so I'm super excited about this. You guys are just in for a wonderful, wonderful treat. So be sure to share this live with your followers. You can click the little arrow button and it will ask you to share. And again, give hearts if you feel that you find something that is extremely useful to you. And so in a couple minutes, I'm going to bring on Janae. But real quickly, I just wanted to pray real quick before we get started. So Father God, we just come before you, Lord, to just thank you for this time. I ask that every single person that's watching this live be touched in some way, shape, or form. I ask that you share this interview with whoever you feel needs a God, and just move me and Janae out of the way and allow this Holy Spirit to have his way. So we are going to get started. I am going to bring Janae in and allow her to give her testimony. So we're gonna pull this in. Okay. Hey, girl.
Hey. How are you? Can you hear me?
Yes. Yes,
good.
I can hear you.
How are you doing?
Good. So I'm super excited about you coming on here. First of all, just thank you so much.
Let me see. I think this light was too bright. Let me see. Let me turn on another one. So it won't be so bright.
Girl, lighting is everything when you're trying to do these things.
Okay, cool.
Okay, so I just want, for everyone who doesn't know you, I want you to introduce yourself, say who you are, what you do, and all of that. So go ahead.
Okay, yeah. So my name is Janae McClain. I love God. I'm married to my amazing husband, Alan McClain. I'm a teacher. I'm a mentor. Oh God, I'm an author, and I run a company called The Warrior
Yes.
Women, which helps women find their identity in Christ. So I love that because now we turned into a lifestyle brand. So I'm super excited about what's to come with that.
Awesome. Okay, so we're gonna kind of just go ahead and jump into the interview. And again, if you're watching, please share this with your friends. Invite somebody, let them hear this amazing message. So, Janae, what I want you to kind of tell me first is tell me a little bit of your testimony. How long have you been saved and been in a relationship with God?
Yeah, so I have, okay, for real saved,
Yeah, for real, for real.
since, I've been saved, like I got rebaptized in 2015. Before then, like all my life, I knew who God was, but I didn't come into a relationship with him until 2015. Kind of my story was, of course, my family are believers and everything, but when I went to college, I kind of was in one of those things where I was like, okay, look, I don't want to just believe God because of someone else said it.
Right.
I was kind of like, okay, I need to find out what I want to believe in. So during that time, I kind of was like, don't do this. I was researching other religions. I was going to Muslim meetings, and I was just doing things that I shouldn't have been doing because I was searching for something so bad and I wanted to know what was the truth. But through all that, through my trials and everything, I came back to Jesus. He showed me who he was and he showed me he's the only true living God.
Absolutely.
And so I'm so thankful for that experience. I mean, I don't encourage anybody else to go out and do that, but it was my experience. That's my story. And so I'm thankful for that because I actually got to experience who God is and not just say, okay, I believe in him because of that person or because of my mom or because of my grandma, but I actually got to experience who he was, and that makes a difference in our walk with God.
Yes, it does. It does. So, kind of within your testimony, there was a time frame where when you were looking for Christ, you were looking for other areas, and then it led you back to God. That's awesome. Okay, so since we're talking about therapy, I want to talk about your experience with therapy, what kind of things are going on. But I want you to first kind of tell me about what led you to therapy. I think,
Okay, yeah. So what led
can
me
you still hear me, girl?
life, I struggled with, can you hear me? Okay. So
I can
all
hear
my
you
life I
now.
struggled
I
with
hear you
like
now.
processing things. I didn't know. Okay, can you hear me now? Okay, good. So all my life I struggled with processing. Let me turn this off. All my life I struggled with like processing certain things, like whether it was death or whether it was a life change, I struggled with processing it. And it took me, and I didn't know how to process it, so I would try to push it under the rug, or I would try to like get it, but I never fully came to understand why I was struggling with processing stuff. But I was like, okay, it'll be okay, push it under the rug and keep going. But it was also hurting me because I wasn't actually dealing with the root. And also, a mentor, I was taking on so much, but I was never actually allowing someone else, or really allowing God most times to pour back into me. So that left me empty most times and left holes in me. And so I was like, you know what? I need to go to therapy. And I remember I prayed about it because sometimes in the Christian community, it's kind of one of those things like, no, you don't need to go to therapy. You just need to pray about it. You just need to just pray and, read a couple of scriptures and you'll be fine. And so that was one thing I prayed about. I was like, God, please help me. If I need to go get help for what I'm dealing with, show me. And he eventually showed me that, okay, yeah, it's okay to seek wise counsel, because in the Bible there are many verses that talk about seeking wise counsel, and it's okay to go seek counseling. So that was part of my story of why I decided to go seek counseling, because I felt like I needed help processing certain things that I was not processing well at all.
And so something you said that I really liked was that you went to God first and asked him, and he showed you that it was okay to go see somebody. And I think that's so helpful because almost sometimes we get the reservation of the thought that I am just good when I pray, but I don't really need to go talk to somebody, or that I'm crazy if I go talk to, or maybe not that much is going on and I don't really need to go see somebody. Okay, so when you say processing, like, describe to me kind of what was going on. Were you having anxiety? Were you having depression? Were you like discovering things in relationships with other people that were struggles with, where you said, I need to go kind of talk about this?
Right, yeah, exactly. So one of the things that I noticed, that I would get so offended easily, like when somebody would do something, I would get so offended. I mean, I was literally like, okay,
ready to go
like,
in.
I am offended. And then another thing, right, I was like, I was ready like to go at your neck. I'm like, but the closer I got to God, the more I realized that's not really normal. And offense is a bad thing to hold inside of you, because it creates things that are not of God to possess inside of you. So I was like, okay, that was like the first straw. And I remember the second straw, death. I like, it's not, nobody likes to talk about it, but I remember I lost a friend when I was sixth grade, seventh grade, and eighth grade. I lost friends, and yeah, they died. And so it was hard, because I grew up, I remember I would sleep in my parents' room and things like that. And that bothered me. Like it bothered me so bad. And so ever since then, I've never been able to handle certain situations because of that situation, whether it was a friendship with someone. I never really wanted to get close with people anymore, so it was just like I was blocking people from coming into my life, even people who were meant to help me. I was like, no, I don't want to get close to them anymore, because I might lose you, you know, I'm afraid. And so therapy really helped me to see the bigger picture. It really helped me to open up more and not be so, you know, because sometimes if you know me, you know, I'm kind of quiet sometimes. I really don't say much a lot. So I sit back and I watch, but that was for a reason. So now I'm coming where I'm more open, where I'm able to talk to people more, and I'm able to trust people. Right. Now. Because back then it was just like, okay, no, get away from me. I want to be by myself. Don't talk to me. And then when God revealed to me that I would be speaking to people in front of people, I'm like, no, God, you know, that's not me. I don't do well with that. And so when I got ready to do speaking events, I would get really bad anxiety. I mean, my stomach would start hurting. I was just sweating. I was like, okay, like, this is not normal. And it started to happen way too much. And I was like, okay, no, I need to go get help. I need to speak to someone about this problem that I'm having, because it became too much for me to bear on my own. And so I was just thankful that God led me to Belinda to help me through the issue.
So a lot of, from kind of what you're saying, is you experienced some grief, you experienced a lot of offense, you even experienced when you came to God and became saved and became close to Him, He revealed a lot of things to you within your purpose that had to be kind of like consecrated a little bit and put down at His feet. But it was like, how do I deal with this? And so a lot of different things are coming up. And I think that's important for people to be able to know, is that behaviorally, we have to see that even though we may think we're okay sometimes, like, there are a lot of things that could be going on that therapy can assist with that. Okay. Awesome.
Right. And I think for some people, especially for believers, sometimes, you know, when you rededicate your life to Christ, you know, it's a kind of like a new life you have to take on. You can't live in your old state anymore. You know? Sometimes it's hard for people to process that, because they're like, what in the world? Like, I lived this life for so and so years. Now I have to pick, like, die daily and pick up this new life. So, and it's a process, you know, it doesn't happen overnight.
Exactly.
So that was another thing. I was like, okay, now I need to go talk to somebody so I can, you know, get over this hump.
Exactly. Okay. So you've had, I know when you and I have talked, we talked about, you had two different therapy experiences. So tell me about each experience briefly.
Yeah. So the first one was, I think, one that most couples do. Me and my husband went to marriage counseling. So that was kind of like a therapy session, but it was like mandatory for us that we go. And my second session was like when I went by myself to Belinda Allen, and she helped me a lot. You want to know like what that experience was?
Yeah. So tell me, like, okay, so your first introduction into therapy was when you went with your husband before you got married. Okay, and then you went by yourself.
Right.
Were you married? Were you already married, or you went after?
Yes. No, I was. No. Yes. So previously, before in 2016, before I was married, I went. And then, of course, me and my husband, we did the premarital counseling
Okay.
before we got married. And then my last experience was this year with Belinda Allen. And so, because I had discovered another part of me that God was calling me to do, and she had to help me
Okay, so
through
tell me
that
kind
as
of before
well.
you went to go see her, what kind of things were going on in between the time you stopped your couples counseling and got married, in between you going to see her that made you go back?
Yeah. So I am a dreamer. So that means I dream every single night. Even when I close my eyes, I dream. A lot of times people who are dreamers, we have a hard time processing our dreams, especially if you're new, if you're coming into it and you're new in it. Because sometimes the enemy can use your dreams against you. And so I had a hard time when I first started dreaming, when I first got saved, figuring out what was from God and what wasn't from God. And so a lot of times you see dreamers, they're in crazy houses because people label them as crazy because they don't know, they don't come into the fullness of God, or they don't get counseling before somebody label them as crazy. And so I'm just so thankful to God that Belinda, my counselor was also a dreamer as well. And so she was able to relate to me and help me understand, okay, like this is this and this is this, and this is how you know it's not from God, and this is how you know the dream is from God. And so she was able to help me and guide me. And so we need people. Like, there are people who are, she has so much wisdom and stuff that she poured into me that helped me along through my journey. So that experience is really good. She was able to help me and coach me through the next steps of the process. And being a dreamer, also, I was kind of fearful, and living in fear is not a good thing because I was holding back some of the things that God had called me to do. And I remember she told me, what is your, like, every morning wake up and like know your why. She was like, because you doing what God has called you to do, you can be the answer to somebody's suicide. You can be the answer to somebody's depression. She was like, God gave us all a purpose to fulfill here on earth. And so it's important that we wake up and we know that God is calling me to do this. Because me, sometimes I can be a feeling person. I can do it if I feel like it. And so I had to get out of that and like know, like, okay, it's bigger than my feelings. Let me get up out of the bed. Let me do what I know I'm supposed to be doing, and let me put my feelings to the side and understand that God has called me to this, and He would grace me through this,
Right,
whatever He's
exactly. And
called
it
me to
can be
do.
so overwhelming sometimes, especially when like you're walking in purpose and you know you're walking in purpose, to not pull back when God starts revealing things to you, because it feels like, Lord, why me? Or why I gotta do this, God? Like, people aren't gonna accept me, or people aren't gonna receive what I'm saying. And it's like you continue to press on your heart, like continues, like, no, I will give you every resource you need. And it's like
Oh my God. And that's so true, Rosalind, because that's just like when I changed the name from Educated
Girl,
Queen
talk
to the
about
Glory
that.
Women.
Talk about
It
that.
took me so long. Yeah. So I had the Educated Queen since 2015, and I've been trying to change the mission of Educated Queens for so long, and it just never went through. Like, the person who was supposed to do my website didn't come through, and I'm like, okay, God, like, what are you doing? Like, you want me to change this mission for your glory, but it wasn't coming through. And then I remember the next day I went somewhere, and my friend, she was like, name change. And I was like, wait, whoa, you have no idea what's going on. She was like, I don't know, God just told me name change. And so I was like, okay. So I prayed about it, and God did reveal to me it was time to change the name because you're walking into a new season. Educated Queens was created when I was still living in my flesh. He was like, what I'm doing is new. So I was like, okay. But it took me so long to change the name because I was so afraid. I was like, okay, God, these people follow Educated Queens, not the Glory Women. So how am I going to change the name and what I'm going to do? And God had to remind me, like, you are living for me,
Girl.
not for people. Like, you are a servant to me. And so I had to really get that in my head. Okay, God, I'm living for you no matter what people say. They may think I'm crazy. Like, okay, you got Educated Queens going. It's very successful. See, on the outside, it looks successful, but spiritually it wasn't fit for where God was taking me. So I had to change the name. So That was definitely hard, and I definitely had to. That took a while. That took a long time for me to change the name, because I was like, okay, God, like when? I kept like holding back and doing this and doing that. And so I finally was like, okay, God, you called me to do this. And he was like, okay, make a video explaining why you're changing it. Don't just change it. Let people know why you are
And
changing
not
it.
only
So
that, but like we can
that was just
sometimes,
kind of like,
especially when we're trying to like get God's message out, or and we're doing something already, we like look at other people's purposes and lives and like think, okay, well maybe I could try to do it. Like I know that's something for me that I've thought about, just like comparing and like comparing what we should do with what other people are doing. And it's like, well, God said you do something, it's like you got to do it His way. Right.
absolutely,
Okay, so
absolutely.
going back
So good.
to your therapist, I know we kind of went off a little bit, but how did you find her before you went to her? How did you find her?
Yeah, I actually found her through actually the couple who actually did Alan and I marriage premarital counseling told me about her, because me and the lady, our counselor, we had got really, really cool. We started hanging out and stuff, and she told me about Belinda. She was like, y'all are a lot alike. She was like, I really think you should go to her. And so that's how I found out about Belinda. And so I came, because Belinda, she doesn't accept anybody. She's hardcore. And so she only go by referrals. So I was like, okay, I was referred to you. And she was like, okay, I'm gonna pray about it and
Girl,
get
that's
back with you.
real.
And so she got back when she was like, yeah, I'm in the office. She's hardcore. She don't sugarcoat anything. She's gonna give it to you like it is. It's like, and I think therapy, because it can kind of be hard, because you have to process so much. You have to actually feel the emotions of things that have hurt you before. And so, but the beauty of it at the end is
Right,
amazing.
exactly. And that's something good to also state, which I talked about this with Diablo last week, but even going to therapy, it is about exposure. And you have to kind of like be okay with exposing yourself, because you're digging deep into things that you may have never talked about with somebody before.
Absolutely,
Now, was that
absolutely.
hard for you, kind of like talking through a lot of the things that you kind of went through and were feeling?
Oh yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it was some at first it was, and then after a while, you're like, okay, this is Belinda, like she counseled me before. But at first it was, even when I got comfortable, it was hard for me to speak on certain things. I would like choke up and like get teary eyed, because I cry easy. So it was just like, I was like, oh. She was like, okay, just once you get done crying it out, just talk
Exactly.
about it. So at first it was really hard, and at the end it wasn't as hard, but I was still finding myself like crying and just being so like, okay, oh my God, like I'm getting this all out. But it was such a healing
Yes,
process. It
girl.
was just amazing.
That healing process is like can be a lot, because I know, like even for myself, when I was in therapy, or still am in therapy, but even talking about childhood stuff, you think that it doesn't bother you until it comes up and you're like, hold on, wait a minute, I just literally broke down in front of somebody that I don't really just know like
Right.
that. Okay, so of course I can tell with her experience, with the experience with her, like of course it was awesomely positive. Are you still going to her, or how long were you going to her before you stopped, if you have stopped?
Yeah, so we agreed to do a 6 sessions, and so she was like, after the 6th session, if I still hear from God and you're not there, then you're gonna have to keep going. So I did the 6 and I was good, thankfully. But I'm not still actually going to therapy, but I am actually, she's still like my mentor in my life. So like last week I had an issue that I was just like so terrified about. I was just like, I don't know what to do. And I called her and I was like, hey, I need your help on this. And so she's still in my life. So I'm thankful that she was not only my therapist, but now I've gained a
Perfect.
mentor as well, someone who can help me through
Perfect,
life's journey.
perfect. Okay, so I want you to kind of talk about how therapy has helped. So, how do you believe that therapy assisted you with your personal relationship with God?
Oh, a lot. It really helped me see that God is everywhere. I think I spoke to you about this. Like, so many times people feel like, God is just in the church house or he's just on the stage speaking, but really God is everywhere. You know, God is he can be in the marketplace, he can be in the fashion arena, he can be on TV in the news. God is everywhere, and you have to realize, you know, we as believers, we occupy areas in the kingdom. And so you can't have everyone occupying the church. There have to be other people that are doing other things as well to make sure that his kingdom gets glorified everywhere. And so I think that's a big issue that believers, everybody's trying to argue and get to the mic, but everybody's not called to the mic. You know, you may be called to whatever industry you're
Exactly.
in. So nursing, like I love nurses because I'm like, nurses to me, they're like the doctors. They're like the
Right.
gods to me. I'm like, oh my God, I love nurses because they save lives. And I'm like, okay, that is ministry in itself, being a nurse. You know, whatever you're called to do, you have to understand God called you there for a reason. So he is everywhere. And I just love that God is just that good and that awesome that he is everywhere.
Yes, and that I'm so glad you said that it goes beyond the four walls of the church because it doesn't, it takes
Absolutely.
away this thought that, oh, I'm called on purpose, that I have to go and like I have to be on a stage or in a pulpit or something, but that I can be in my job and that God can work through me in so many ways. And that is so good. And that even like I think you and I talked about this, but that therapists are even graced with that mantle to even do that. That's a calling from God.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. That's the anointing because they are called to like healing is important because we need healing. So many people walk around broken, especially believers. So many
Girl.
believers walk around broken because they feel like, oh, I don't have to see help. Oh, I don't need help. But you have to understand that God wants us to be healed and whole. He doesn't want us to walk around crippled, not knowing who we are, looking for purpose in other things and other people. He wants us to look for purpose in healed by him. And so he's the only one that can heal us and help us. So we have to understand that, you know, we have to look to him first above anything else.
Right, exactly. Okay, so how do you feel therapy helps you individually, just as a person? Like, so like relieving your anxiety
It
and
helped me a lot.
relieving like your stress level.
Yeah, absolutely. So one area I believe I
Hold
spoke
on.
about was
Say that
my
again 'cause I
fear.
didn't hear you.
Let me see. One, can you hear
It
me
kind of,
now?
okay, I can hear you now.
Hear me?
Yes.
Okay, cool. So one area that I spoke about that God, I feel like God has helped me with is my fear. My fear was horrible. I crippled myself so much because, like I said before, I'm naturally a very kind of quiet person. I can be loud, but I'm quiet. I'm naturally an introvert. And so I was like holding back for, like, God was like, okay, I need you. So God was like, I need you to do this. I need you to do that. I need you to do this with Drew and this and make a YouTube channel and stuff. Then I'm like, no, that's not me. I'm not the type of person to get in front of people. Or so therapy has really helped me to not be so fearful because she helped me to realize, okay, why are you doing this? Okay, like if you know, I remember one time she kind of she's the truth. One time she was like, you know, like God could just wipe you off right now for not doing his work. And I was like, oh no. And so like that really woke me up.
And I'm like, And I'm like, no,
Yes,
I
so
need you
I
to
was
just
just like, okay,
give me a
no,
little more time.
like, okay,
I'm gonna get
God, I
it
got you.
together.
I run, run. Right. I'm following you, God. I promise, Lord.
Right.
So, like, she was just straight at me. She was like, not playing. So, I was like, okay. So, that really helped me not live in my fear anymore. So, I'm just like, okay, God, I can walk it out. My anxiety, it has helped me so much because now I never really was a. I like to write, but I will write like books and stuff. I never was like the journaling type. So she has taught me like to write down like when I'm feeling a certain way and why. And so another thing that I have learned is to find scripture that goes with some of my things and like speak against those things with scripture. The Bible is so powerful, and it's a weapon that God has given us to use against the enemy, because in Luke it says that we have power over the enemy. So we have to understand who we are. The enemy already knows who we are, but we have to understand who we are in God. And so the Bible has definitely with matching my feelings like with the word of God. So that's helped a lot.
Good. Awesome. Okay, so how do you feel like therapy has improved your relationships with your husband, with your friends, with your family, just overall relationships? How do you feel like it's helped?
Okay, yeah, absolutely. Like I said before, I was more like a feelings person. So if I was mad, I was like, I'm gonna tell you why I'm mad. If I felt like somebody if I feel like somebody if I feel like somebody offended me, I was gonna tell you why I feel like you offended me, or I was gonna cut you off. I was like, you know what? She offended me in my head. Like, she offended me, so I'm not gonna talk to her no more. I'm not gonna, But therapy has made me realize that's not how you process life. That's not how you should go through life. You shouldn't go through life cutting people off, or you shouldn't go through life speaking whatever is on your mind. Like, there is steps to things, There are steps and process to how you get to things. So it's helped me a lot, improve my relationship with my friends, my husband, everyone around me. Has given me, God has given me grace. So now I'm able to give grace to others, no, despite what they have done to me, despite if I feel hurt by someone. I have learned that, it's not worth it walking around mad. God has forgiven me, so why can't I forgive
Oh
others? Yeah.
God.
And forgiveness was a big thing for me in counseling because of,
Because offense feels
yeah,
like you're being
so
attacked. And so when you offense it, your defense walls go
absolutely.
up and you're like, I'm handling you from a distance. And so it's like, if God did us like that, like you hurt me, I'm gonna deal with you from a distance, we wouldn't have grace or a relationship with him. So that openness to be able to say, like, this person made me upset. How do I forgive them, Lord, and processing through that?
Absolutely. That's ooh,
Girl.
yes, that hit me.
Right. Forgiveness was big for me too. Okay, so having had been through this experience, what would you tell someone who may not know or is thinking about going to therapy?
Yes. So I would tell someone, if you feel like you carry a big burden on your back, I definitely feel like you should talk to someone. Not saying that therapy is everyone's solution, but I feel like most of the time somebody needs someone to talk to. For me, it helped me tremendously. It just helped me heal. It helped me to see things differently. Therapy is basically a place where sometimes everybody's not healed in the church. And a lot of times people are not open in the church because they feel like people are going to judge them, or they feel like, if I say this or if I say that, people are going to attack me. So I want people to understand that therapy does not mean that you are crazy. It does not mean you are losing your mind. Sometimes it means you are helping yourself before it gets
Girl.
worse. So I was able to help myself and process things before it got bigger than what it was. And I think another strategy, especially for women of God, the enemy wants us to live broken. He doesn't want us to be whole. He doesn't want us to know who we are in God, because he wants us to settle in areas of whether it's our relationships, friendships, whatever it is. And so you have to understand, I think another way he attacks women, because if we don't know who we are, we'll end up marrying anybody, we'll end up dating anybody, end up being friends with anybody. So it's important that women, men too, but especially women, I'm talking to women, that we become whole in God, because we get to experience all that God has for us. And that's my key. That's what I teach women. Like, I want you to experience true love, but first you have to experience with God, because we know who we are through him first before anything else.
Right, and our identity. Like, I know with women, and this is big, huge,
Absolutely.
because especially being married, like our emotions can be all over the place, and we could go off at a drop of a hat. And when we go off, it's like sometimes no turning back. And so, like, finding your identity and your emotions in God settles you, and it makes you realize, Like I'm work, like I have the authority to make my home be my home for my husband, my children. If I have that kind of authority,
Absolutely.
clearly I have an identity and purpose in God.
Right. Absolutely. And especially being a wife, you understand that the wife actually sets the tone. If you come in there with an attitude, you just messing up your whole home. But if you come in there, you know what? I'm gonna treat my husband right. I'm gonna do right by him because I am trying to live life the right way, have a biblically sound marriage. I'm gonna do it right way because, you know, I remember one day somebody said, marriages have a 100% chance of working if we do it God's way.
Exactly.
It's when we get off track with God that you will see your marriage go down.
Exactly.
So it's important that we understand that.
Literally. Literally, because we can we literally have the authority of the home. That was, I mean, the Proverbs 31 woman was
Absolutely.
a sister. She handled herself. And so knowing that
She sure did, girl. She was
she was
everything.
But anyway, like so going back to that, identifying yourself in God, and I see somebody said I'm scared to marry. Like, here's the thing. Being graced to know that when you become one with somebody and you're evenly yoked, God will grace you with whatever you need to be
Absolutely.
able to be married. It doesn't mean it's always going to be 100% perfect, but it means that when you and that person come
Right.
together, you have such a favor on your on each other that God will grace you with whatever you need to be able to come and deal with whatever comes your way. So I wanted to say that real quick because I saw that.
Absolutely. I agree 100% on that. No, that's so true because people's like, oh, you married, like you're married. And I do, I love being married to my husband. And I like to tell people I do have a great marriage. We rarely have issues, but every marriage does have some type of, you know, hump
Yeah.
in the road. But that's where God's come in, especially it's the person that you know God put you with. You know, there is an
Yes.
anointing over your house that God placed you in. There is a grace over your house. So never be like Rosin said, never be scared to marry because God would definitely grace you, you know, who you call to marry. And so that's where it comes from, loving God first, getting to know God first, finding yourself in Him first. So when anybody just comes to you, you ain't just saying, oh, hey, how you doing? You like you can discern like, okay, nope, you're not from God, okay. Let me, okay, he may be from God. Let me pray about this one. So that's why it's important to have God
And know
first.
that if God closes doors, that it's for your purpose. Like we wouldn't give an infant, we're not gonna give
Absolutely.
an infant solid food, even if they want it and grab for it. Like we will give them what they need at the time until it moves in, until they grow to a point to where they
Absolutely.
need it. So if he closes the door in any relationship, be okay with that and know that he has your back and he loves you. So, okay. A couple more questions. Did you ever receive any negative comments or concerns from people regarding going to therapy? Or was your experience more of a positive experience than going?
So no, I didn't see receive any negative comments because I didn't tell anybody.
Negativity out. Keep it to yourself.
I told my husband, he was the only person that I told, and he was so supportive. He was like, babe, whatever you need to do to help you know, he was like, long as you prayed about it and you know, if
Exactly.
God led you to the right person, then go to it, go to therapy. Like I said, Belinda, we were like, it's almost like she was kind of fit because we both were dreamers, we both were seers, and it was just so crazy because I'm like, so a lot of the stuff, a lot of the torment that I dealt with that the enemy tried to deal with me so I wouldn't come into my purpose, she dealt with the same thing, so she
Wow.
was able to relate to a lot of the things that I had been through to get to where I am now. So only person I did tell was Alan, and so he was like, I'm supporting you. I never really told anybody for real, because and that's when we were staying in Phoenix. I never really told anybody. I was like, okay, you know, I'm gonna go and then after I went a few times, that's when I was telling people like, you know, I went to therapy and it was so helpful, you know, like you don't have to just feel like you can just hold it on your own because God, like we need people at the end of the day, you know, especially people designed that God has for us. And so having people around you that can uplift you and encourage you is just such an amazing feeling.
Right. Okay. That's so good. One more question, which I think we kind of talked about, but do you feel like there are any misconceptions about therapy and seeking outside help in the Christian community?
Sometimes, yeah, I do. Well, kind of a lot of times, people, they feel like, they may ask somebody. I had a friend who asked, I don't know if it was her co-pastor or whoever it was, but she asked me, hey, I'm going to seek therapy. And they told them, no, you don't need to do that. You need to just pray about it and just leave it alone. And that's not healthy because now you have someone who's broken on the inside, and not only have that, but now she's afraid to go to churches because she feel like, I can't even open up anymore. So, and it really just depends. Like I said, the church that I went to in Phoenix, they were so for it. They were like, I'm for therapy as well, but I also say like, pray about who you go to. Don't just go to know anybody. Just can be telling you anything. Pray about it. Ask God to, Lord, show me a list of people, God. He will. Like, I know it may sound like small talk, but to God it's big talk. So he will show you who he will allow to pour into you. So don't just go to know anybody, because anybody can tell you just anything, just to make you feel good. But you want to go to someone that will actually help you, heal you, and and just encourage
Yes, and
you.
especially if you're looking.
And Belinda, she was really good because she helped me.
Yeah, and especially if you're looking for like a Christian therapist, that's really big because you really want to
Exactly.
go before God and like asking, like, if it's not meant for me to go to this person, close the door, Lord, don't allow it to open, but really lead me to somebody that's going to pour into my life the way
Right.
you want them to pour into me. Okay. Well,
Right. And so, yeah. So.
awesome. So that's pretty much all the questions I have. I really want people to, I really want you to talk about your book, and just kind of tell us about how was the process in even writing that and how it came about.
Yeah, so I have a book. I actually have one. It's called Letting God's Love In. I don't know if y'all can see, it's kind of blurry in here. But so the book is basically about, it's really for women. There are men who read and they're like, oh God, I love this book. And I'm like, well, I kind of wrote it for women, but it doesn't matter. So the book is about
Girl, I
the book
love
is
you so
about
much.
letting God's The book is about letting God's love in your life and allowing him to fill those areas in your life that you may allow other people to fill, because a lot of times there are so many things in the world that we can fill ourselves with. But the book is basically teaching you the importance of letting God in first, the importance of keeping him first, the importance of letting his love pour into you so you can realize who you are through him. And so I can kind of read the back of it. And I also talk, it's the main thing, because I'm really big on women and their identity in him, because I feel like if we know who we are in him, there are women who won't settle for certain things. There are women who are with abusers right now. There are women who are just with men who are constantly cheating on them. There are women who are settling for anything. But I really want women to understand, once you get God's love in you and once you understand who he is, the sky is the limit. You won't begin to settle for anything because you will understand the purpose and the plan that he has for your life. And so that is what the book is
So
basically
good.
talking about. So it's basically saying, allow God's love to come in and to fill you and to fill those voids that you may have empty in
And
your
then
life.
giving
So, yeah.
also the perspective of what does, and like, I like that you titled it Letting God's Love In, because a lot of times we think, oh, God is for you, he loves you and all that, but really, what does that mean when we allow God and we invite him into our lives? The
Exactly.
invitation.
Exactly.
So good, so good.
Exactly.
Okay.
Excellent.
So, where can people find you on social media, and how can, or one, let me go back to the book. How can people purchase the book if they're interested in getting it?
Okay, so right now the book is actually sold out, but I'm actually working to get some more in. I do have one, and I do want to give it away. So you can DM me if you want this book. I would definitely give it to you. But there will be more in stock, and you can follow me on Instagram to or
So,
Facebook
if you're
here,
hearing
so I
this,
can make sure they come in stock.
DM Janae and say, I want this book, because she will give it to you. So, if you want the book, go DM her. Okay, so where can people find you on Instagram? Both your page or the Glory Women?
So my Instagram is Janae McClain, just Janae McClain all together, like my Facebook name. And then the women's empowerment one is The Glory Women, and Yeah, the Glory Women on Instagram. So yeah.
Okay, Janae, thank you so much. And again, everyone, if you're watching this live,
thank you.
Share this broadcast with other people who might find this helpful. Thank you so much, and talk to you guys soon. Thanks, girl. Love you.
Thank you. Love you too.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.